building in flames. President Biden says the U.S. shall respond after a drone strike by an Iranian-backed group killed three American troops in Jordan and injured dozens more near the Syrian border. The number of wounded is expected to rise as service members seek treatment for symptoms consistent with traumatic brain injury. The attack took place while the troops were sleeping. It is not known who launched the attack, but it is believed it was carried out by Iranian-backed militant groups operating in Syria and Iraq. In sports, the Super Bowl is set. It will be the Kansas City Chiefs versus the San Francisco 49ers after the Niners pulled out a come-from-behind victory over the Detroit Lions. And your forecast, mostly sunny and warm for today with low 70s. Santa Rosa could set a new record high temperature for the day if we hit 72 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight with patchy fog, 40s for lows. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with more mid-60s. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
The Sonoma County Legal Line can provide you with answers to your legal questions regarding family law from Elisa Ehrlich and her team.
My husband is leaving, and he says he's entitled to half my retirement savings. Is that true?
My wife and I are getting divorced. How do I make sure that I can keep seeing my kids?
Divorce can be emotionally devastating and legally confusing. Hi, I'm Elisa Ehrlich, certified legal specialist in family law. I have 25 years' experience with child custody, divorce, support, and property division. We'll help you with the challenging issues of divorce and domestic partnership and get you through it with compassion and understanding, all while protecting your legal rights.
How do I protect myself and my kids and make sure we have enough money to live on during the separation and divorce process?
Elisa Ehrlich and her team will guide you through the challenging issues of divorce and domestic partnership with compassion and understanding, always protecting your legal rights. Real answers from the law offices of Elisa Ehrlich. Find out if you actually need a lawyer and make an informed decision. Go to SonomaCountyLegalLine.com.
Do you think simply sitting and talking to a customer would be considered a good deed for free? This is Austin from Moore Home Services, and I think it does. Our technician Jeff showed up to a service call for a retired veteran who lives in the country with his wife. While Jeff was working on his system, the two struck up a conversation that spanned every subject, from family to animals to world religions to the customer's military service. Jeff was thrilled to learn from the wisdom and the knowledge of the inspiring older gentleman. He later said that he felt like he knew his customer for 20 years, not 2 hours, and he was grateful for the experience. Imagine that, making a friend out of a customer. In this case, it was a mutual good deed for free. Two people connecting and enriching each other's lives. If you need plumbing, heating, or AC services, check us out at morehomeservices.com.
We do more to treat you right. More Home Services. 102.7 The Wall.
A little after 8 o'clock, we're locked and loaded with another hour of America's Greatest Hits. I'm Rick Michaels with Kool and the Gang coming up. I also got Cher, David Bowie, Blondie, Queen, some Journey in there, as well as Elton John. And we're going to rewind the year 1975 as well. This hour on 102.7 The Wolf.
Ahead.
said, we are all just prisoners here of our own device. And in the master's chambers, they're gathered for the feast. They stab it with their stealing eyes, but they just can't.
100.7 The Wolf.
Showing signs of picking up a little bit, so let's get another update on the roadways from the Hodgin & Sons Tree Service Traffic Center. Here's Lisa Carr with the Wolf Traffic Watch.
Here comes the downtown commute right on time. Good morning, everyone. This report sponsored by the California Department of Healthcare Access and Information. Northbound 101 starting to bog down now from just before Todd Road in long stretches to College Avenue and right in the interchange eastbound 12 on the connector to southbound 101. It's a stall blocking the right lane and back. Backing you up to Dutton. Southbound 101, leaving Petaluma looking much better. Getting into the Narrows, still very heavy Novato to San Rafael, though. If you work in social services or a related field, consider a career as a certified wellness coach. Learn more at cawellnesscoach.org, supported by the California Department of Healthcare Access and Information. I'm Lisa Carr, and that's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
If I could find a don't know why I did the things I did. I don't know why I said the things I said. Pride's like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. I didn't really mean to hurt you.
What a shocker. The FBI can't find Jimmy Hoffa after he lunches with a known mafia figure. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest is flying straight to number one at the box office. In Sonoma County, the Santa Rosa City Council votes to preserve the historic Fountain Grove Round Barn. And if you were listening to the radio, you'll remember this as The Wolf Rewinds 1975.
David Bowie at 102.7 The Wolf. Rick Michaels here. So the San Francisco 49ers agreed to a $170 million deal to keep Levi's Stadium naming rights the same until 2043. What they didn't tell you is soon after that, Levi Strauss & Company announced major layoffs in a quarterly report.
The news on 102.7.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Monday, January 29th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. A home on Montgomery Drive in Santa Rosa being used as an Airbnb caught fire early Saturday morning, forcing 10 people to find a new place to stay. The fire appears to have started near a rooftop air conditioning unit and was mainly contained to the attic, causing about $75,000 in damage. The exact cause is still under investigation. Residents in the Rancho Verde Mobile Home Park in Roanoke Park had their gas shut off shortly before 8 p.m. Friday night after a gas leak was discovered. PG&E crews turned the gas off, but the utility does not service the system in the park, so repairs will be made by someone else. Residents were told their gas service will be turned off for several days until those repairs can be made. An employee at the Palisades Tahoe Ski Resort was shot dead by a Placer County Sheriff's deputy on Friday following an attempted carjacking in Tahoe City. 29-year-old Vinton Miller, a cook at the resort, crashed his vehicle near the Olympic Village Event Center and exited carrying a knife. No other details have been released as of this morning. In sports, the Super Bowl is set. It's going to be the Kansas City Chiefs versus the San Francisco 49ers after they pulled off a come-from-behind victory over the